Tonight it's in the West Side. No.
Yeah,
we have to do Hazara. We have to finish up.
It's much better.
The word is right. The word is right.
Yeah, this one.
Okay, everyone's saying.
This was yesterday, right?
We're doing your Gimel and your Dalet.
You're doing your Gimel and your Dalet?
Did you get your Dalet? I gave out your Dalet yesterday also. Did you get your Dalet? Okay, everyone. If you take a look on page 2 in Package Yud Gimel, Trumas Adeshen, there's an expression of Trumas Adeshen, Ma'ul Chaber Klotzos Hasukah B'Masmeir Shel Barzel Ol Koshrom B'Vavlos. There is so you have the beams of the sukkah. Could you fasten them with nails or tie them down with old pieces of clothing? So both nails and old pieces of clothing are mekabel tumah. So you have mekabel tumah, you have pkedu kacholo. So he says, you're on the ink paid of a dover. He says, it's not a problem. Why is it not a problem? So he says, well, he quotes the Gemara, the Mishnah, two opinions in the Mishnah. And then within the opinion that it's us, there are two opinions in the Gemara. Okay, now he's done, he's done, I'm meeting the Kabbal Tumuk. Because of Ashir, Hassam, the Mukhak, Bidimir of Alphas. The summer alocha k'rabbi Yehuda mikomoka pasak ashiri nami the time of the keva ikur lo time of the amida. So he says, first of all, the Rosh paskins that the ikur reason, even according to the machmir shita, is not because of mikabel tuma, because of keva. So he says we don't really follow that shita. So if you don't follow the shita, then there's no problem that it's so this shaila that people are asking all the time, could they tie down the schach, is this shaila in the Trumas Hadeshen. And he says it's not a problem. Why? Because we don't hold from the din of mamon, really. We'll see, but let's assuming it is.
Which din of
mamon? The rabbanon din of mamon. He doesn't say that. He doesn't say that mamon to mamon. He says, because we don't hold from mamon. We don't even hold from the... Forget mamon to mamon, not even the first mamon. What does the Trumas Hadeshen say? Trumas Hadeshen is saying that it's mutter. Now this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch on page 8. L'chaber klotzos hasukah b'masmer shel barzel koshum b'avos shem mekabel tuma en kipeda. That's Sif Ches. And the Taz writes, "Based Yosef Shevet Trumas Hadeshen, the cost of was that the whole Kaimelot goes to Teretz for tomorrow. Those of the Dover Ma'ami Shevet Kabbalz Tuma. Okay, Mutter is there. So then he asks, oh, what about you can't." Right, we discussed It says Yesh Lishtapik, whether you could put a Sulam. And then the Ramah makes a comment on the page before, Lachain Ein Vesachech Alav. Rafilu Hanicho Alaschach. So he says that. So there, the Ramah is being seemingly machmir by Maimon. But in the next sif, he doesn't make a comment. He says lechaber klonsos is okay. So the Taz asks the Kasha, how come the Ramah doesn't speak up here? He says Yesh Lomar Danach Sulam Osir Bnei Haroa Sheyovo Harbos B'Schach Sulam Osviyasim Mehem Guf Haschach Kein Ela Nachmal Man Haschach Ba'Avir and Kol Shekei B'Schach Atz B'Shum Kli Hashem Kli Apostol Chen Yesh Chash Hashem Yirbe Mimenu B'Schach. You see, this is not a din mamid. This is a din. Mamid means it's off to the side. This is, you're putting it as your schach, and if you put it in the main place where the schach is, we're afraid you're going to come to make your whole sukkah out of sulamos, and then it'll be possible. So it's not the regular din mamid. This is mamid that's in the place where the schach normally is. But the Mogen Avraham, he's the one who makes the, as is pointed out in the Sukkos Chaim, he's the one who makes this halacha that Mamid the Mamid is okay. That's on page 7 of Siv Kotten Tess, Tafresh Kof Tess. He writes, the Tofrei Shlaman Aleph Ches. Do we have that in the packet? Tofrei Shlaman Aleph Ches. You give me a Shulchan Aruch. Tofrei Shlaman Aleph Sukkah. Tofrei Shlaman Aleph. You get a Mishnah Berurah also even. Sicha b'shvudim shem psulim sach behem him arba him him arba moch vechav hiniach ben shvud shvud kmlo shvud nosen sham schach chasher pasul sheyefshal tam tishimal chavem schach chasher sapsum ruba vom hediv schach chasher maat al apsul. If you're gonna put more schach on the shvudim, then it's kosher because there's more. But the question is, for the Maisa, so you're having the metal thing, and then you're putting schach on the metal. So the Shulchan Aruch says, B'feirush, it's okay. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, of course it's okay. Because the Shulchan Aruch, Paskin's Mamid is not a problem. So then he writes, four lines from the bottom on Sif, the Magen Avraham, page 7. From a Shekosu Sif Ches, Shemutam Kashram Bevavlos, Heinrich Moshe Kosov, Sof Simon Tov Reish Lam, Hashem Aran, Gevin Dein Eschach Atzmo Nismach Aleim, El Shekudesim Nismachim Aleim, Shorv. He's saying that the reason why it's mutter, the case of the Truma Sadeshin, was it's a Shmus to Shmus. A Mamid to Mamid, rather. Right, because you're putting the, you're tying the beams down with a, old clothing, so that's mekabel tum, and then the schach is on the beams, which are not mekabel tum. So it's not direct. So it's in other words, this is a, the Magen Avraham is saying that the first day of the Magen Avraham is not a problem. It's mutter. There's no din of mamid. The second day is the chatchila. There is a din of mamid. So if the chatchila there is a din of mamid, so then how come you're allowed to, the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Truma Sadeshin, what about the Dilma Chatkil of Mamed? So the answer is that that wasn't a Mamed, that was a Mamed to Mamed. Because the blows because the Schach is even though the Pashup shot of the Truma Sadeshin, if you look at the Truma Sadeshin, well, yeah, I guess that's the Pashup shot, because if you look at the Truma Sadeshin, he says you could tie the beams with the old clothing, not tying the schach. So in other words, in the Truma Sadeshin's world, make no difference, because there's no difference between Mamed and Mamed and Mamed. So the reason why he says this is Mutter, even though the Magen Avraham made this a new category, everyone else holds it's the same, Mamed and Mamed and Mamed. If it's a problem, it's all going to be a problem. If it's not a problem, nothing will be a problem. That's the Truma Sadeshin's view. But the Magen Avraham makes this new category. He's the one who's Mechadish, this thing of Mamed the Mamed. So to that, the Chazanish says, if you hold for Mamed, then you have to also hold for Mamed the Mamed, and if you don't hold for him, you don't hold for anything. It's the Magen Avraham makes this new category. That if it's not touching direct, if it's something in between, then it's not a problem. So the Chora, if you're Choshish for Mamed, then you shouldn't be able to tie down the schach. And if you're not choshish from mamid, then you could. But you mean, there's a lot of things that you tie down the schach, as Rav Shech mentioned, is going to be something that's mekabel tumo. Unless you say the following. And that's the tshuva of who? The Betzel HaChochma. Packet Yudalid, page 9. So he says, So he wants to say that if you hold the mamid is a problem, then you can't tie down the schach with. That's one of the most common shailas I get. Can you tie down the schach with? No. And it could be something that's mekabel tumo. So pashtus is it's not a problem because we don't hold from the whole din of mamid. But lemaisa people are machmir, so then it should be usher. Yeah.
Why are they different?
No, because over there, you're making the kli. You're making the kli functional. Here, the schach is the schach. Now you want to... Here's not a kli. It's a... Right, so then that's mamid the schach. But that's not... The den of mamid is a din in the... In like a kli or... self, you understand? Or a machitza, or something that you're keeping something together. Here, you're just keeping it on the sukkah. So that's a totally different din. Oh, but then he writes the following. So he says a very important yisod on page 9. He says like this. In other words, say you have a mat, and with the regular wind, it's fine. You're just afraid that one day over a sukkah is going to be a big wind. So he says, so that's not a problem. That's not a problem. As long as in the Ruach Metzuya, it's okay, even though you're trying to have it stay even Ruach She'ena Metzuya, that's not called Mamid. Mamid is, if I have a metal frame, and I put the bamboo on top of the metal frame, so if I don't have the metal frame, the bamboo is going to fall down because of gravity, not because of a, you know. But if basically in your house, the regular Ruach Metzuya, it stays, so even though they're predicting strong winds one day, that's the Ruach She'ena Metzuya, and you want it that it shouldn't fall down to that as well, he thinks that's not a mamid. Book of Yikes. I will show page 9, bottom right paragraph. Aval shehaschach yochol lamal baruch metzuya ela shechoshe shemet hiya ruch s'ora ruch she'ena metzuya v'hi tefazer es haschach o sheyatziven el gamrei mal gabe sukkah shemeli sukkah shem gav achash shem mokum s'ora l'dmama v'yayev shalom l'kayim etz sukkah lo hei olo sukkah hei nu kosher es haschach ela chlonus v'chaskol שלא יישאנו הרוח, וזה ודאי שהסוכה כשרה. גם אם יקשור השכח בדובר מקבל תומלום. That's kosher according to everybody. Even if you're choshish for the din of mamid, so that's okay. Because mamid is, you mamid it, that in Ruach Metzuya, it will fall down without the mamid. But if a Ruach Metzuya, it's okay without this mamid. If the mamid is only for the Ruach She'ena Metzuya, that's not called a mamid. Lorach calls Rosh HaKodim Ruach Sora Sha'az lo have adayin Sorach Bedover HaMekabal Tum HaMamid Eschak Elagam Achat Shekvar Haya Ruach Oro V'lulei Tover HaMekabal Tum HaMamid Eschak Haya Ruach Vasir Eschak V'ninsa Kol Kiyuma Sha'al Sukkah Oh, but then what about when the Ruach She'ena Metzuya? Lachen gam im achar shekvar omra ha'sa'ora fi yashem sukkah day neschach koshal kuroz v'dover mekabal tum v'ei mekachlum she'ke'ese ein kan sa'ora gam im lo ya koshal nusa. However, but now he's saying Gechirish. B'shas sheruach zara no sheves. But now, what about during the storm? And well, you put it there because you're expecting that there'll be a windstorm sometime during the chag. So Kol's man, there's no storm. It's fine because it doesn't need the davar hamam. In other words, the thing that's tying it to the sukkah. So that's no problem. So the question is, what about during the storm? No, if during the storm, could you be, if you sit in the sukkah during the storm, if you hold that mamid is a problem, would it be a problem? So he says, yes, we call mokam, page 9, left top, Os Gimel. Because Mokam Shasha Ruchs Ora Nosheves, Nirisha Enu Makayim Mitzi Shiva Sukha, Sukha Zulaman, Sivili Shamamit Sukha, Kavarabi Kabatuba, Film Diavid Hipsula. Mail also Lavarak has Al Shiva Sabot. Came Shasha Shah and Kiyam and Sukha. So therefore, but for us that it's not possible, then you consider even during the storm. But he's saying, but even the shita that holds that Dovra Mamid is likuva, so this, and you tried it with a rope is makabel tumah. That's as Rashi pointed out. That's only problem during the storm. But before the storm and after the storm, where you really don't need the rope anymore, it wouldn't be a problem. And after the storm, avachar sha'ovra ha'sara, eilifsol sukkah machma sha'kol kiyuma. Why don't we say maybe we should pass on it because if it wouldn't have been for the rope that kept it during the storm, it wouldn't have been on the sukkah now. And whole kiyum is dov she'enum kabel tumah. Dov kabel tumah.
Okay.
No, winds, why
is he tired? The whole shock is tired about when you consider the sukkah with Dover Ahmed during
the... No, if the wind is not bothering, but if the wind is bothering you, then it's bothering you. If it's not bothering you, the only thing we have to worry about is it going to blow the sach away. So, but here you have it tied down. So then, this is mamish or din mamish. But if you're tying it down, and right now there's no problem, that's not mamish. It's only a problem for when the actual then it's being mamish, and then you have to decide what do we paskin like by mamish. But kolzman the wind didn't come, and after the wind left, it's fine. The only child is during the wind itself. Then it's a din mamish, and then you have to decide how we paskin. Is mamish a problem? Is not a problem? So the Shulchan Aruch seems to say it's not a problem, but Magen Avraham has two days, and according to one day it's not a problem, according to another day, you're supposed to be makpid. And therefore, so the Magen Avraham says, what about the Shulchan Aruch's case of the Truma Sedeshin? So really it's not a kasha, because as the Chaim points out, the Shulchan Aruch, the Shitaso holds that Mamed was never a problem. But he wants to put it into the Shulchan Aruch that maybe Lechatchila Mamed is a problem. So therefore he has to make up this new category of Mamid the Mamid. And even Mamid is a problem, but Mamid the Mamid is not a problem. But that's his own thing. Chazanish said there's never such a thing of Mamid the Mamid. If there's a problem, then Mamid the Mamid is, as Rosh Hashanah pointed out, is always a problem. If there's no problem, then there's no problem. Nimro? Yeah. If we hold it as a problem. So it's about 2 days in the Mishnah, right? Kari Amita. Sheira Psula. So according to Sheira, for sure there's a problem. And even according to Psula, it's 2 days in the Marai. Why is it possible? So how do we paskin? So the simple shot in the Shulchan Aruch is not a problem at all. But the Magen Avraham claims that the Chakila is a problem. Not only the Manda Omar that it's a problem. If you hold that it's not a problem, it won't be a problem even with Shas. But he's saying the only time it's even a Shaila is during the windstorm. And that's only Lamanda Omar that it's a problem. But if Lamanda Omar is not, which some people are hoshish for. But so that's not a Tas of Lamanasa because it's no different than the whole discussion about putting the schlock over the thing that you take it over. So, right. Yeah. Yeah, he talks about that in the next os, page 9. Yeah. Hey, elagamim no much asuk nifsul labeis ruach shesora shapir miskasha achakach mimeil lo shayach laposim shum tassel and also came shitkilo so haiso asiyah so haiso mehechsher. That's the different sheetas, you know, that you hold about that shayla. Yeah, someone else was asked. Yeah, you want to say something? Yes, you wanted to say something. You wanted to say something? No? Okay. Okay, so that's the...
No, what I wanted to say was the only sheet of that is told, that is the kubo, the mom is the solution. If you hold like Rabbi Huda and you hold that, that's what it means in the case.
Right. Exactly. Right. But then, fine. But the question is, has the Shulchan Aruch? So that's the Magen Avraham. It has two opinions because there seems to be a steer in the Shulchan Aruch. On one hand, he says Somech Sukkosu B'Kari Amita is not a problem, but then on the other hand, he says that what? That he says Yesh L'Stapek, whether you can put a Sulam. So the Magen Avraham asks the Kasha, how did those two things to go together? And he gives two terutzim. One terutz is he says that. That the case of the sulam, it's not a mamid, it's part of the schach itself. So that was the issue. The other case is saying no, that the din of the that it's a problem is a din lechatchila. But the evidence is not a problem. So he's saying lechatchila, you should be choshish. So then he says, but the truma. But what about the din of the machaber that you could take the beams and mail them in with nails? It's a machaber. So the Truvas Hadeshin would say to you, because I paskin that it's not a, the whole thing was not a problem. But the Magen Avraham wants, according to the second day of the Magen Avraham, that it's a problem l'chatchila, even within the Mechaber. So then how come here he permits it l'chatchila to put, to tie down the beams with, the wooden beams with the nails or the blows? So he says, because that's a mamid a mamid, and that's not a problem. And Chazanish's retort is that no, the mamid, if you hold mamid is a problem, the mamid is a problem. If you hold mamid is not a problem, then nothing is a problem. So bigger than we hold nothing is a problem, like I'm sure there's some cousin you should think. But you want to be machmir, then you have to be machmir all the way. Because it makes no sense to be machmir just part of the way, like the Magen Avraham wanted to say. That you have to be machmir only a mamid and not a mamid a mamid. And the Chazanish says, because the Ramban that was makel by Yasuka and Ilan, was only because the sukkah is like the floor, it's a ma'aser ritzpa. So that's not even called mamid d'mamid. So in the end of the tshuva,
again, the matter you're even saying is that again, I'm saying that mamid d'mamid, right? But it's really mamid d'oraita, the mamid d'oraita.
Yeah. You want to say that once you put the nail thing in, if you hold like the opinion of Kol Holei Chachar Ma'amid, so then maybe the whole thing is Mekabel Tumah, So therefore, I mean, we did point out that the discussion whether we pasken on kol halachamah karamamid or not. Okay, here's a summary here on page 10. Olah halacha sukkah yichol lamad beruch mitzuya, eimikach klum. He gives you a summary on page 10. Packet your dollars. Sukkah they call him a ruach mitzuya. If it can be omed ruach mitzuya, so that it's not a mamid. Ain't mekachlo. Sukkah kshesh amid v'dov mekabel tuma. Ain't mekayim mitzus Sukkah Yishuv Gam Baba Eish Ruach Sara, La Sora the Man is Baba Kabatu Pasal Gam B'Dievet. Right, if you hold Man is Pasal Gam B'Dievet, so then while it's raining, it's while the Ruach is no good. But over a Sara, it's okay. He's saying that if the man could stay on the sukkah, but ruach in the regular ruach, you just want to tie it down because in the future it might have a. That's good to kulei alma.
Even if you hold that, even if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda,
so b'meila it pays to tie it down because during the time that you don't really need it, then it's not a mamet. It's not doing anything. And when you do need it, so then either you don't have to be in the sukkah anyway because it might be too windy for you anyway, or you'll follow the shita that there's no problem of mamet, and then just stay in the sukkah that way. And when the ruach goes away, then the sukkah comes back to being okay. But this is all the mandama that it's a potential problem. If there's no potential problem, then it's okay even during the windstorm. Good. And here's a piece here. On page 15, the Sefer Beis David. And then we'll continue with this yesterday, we'll see. He claims that there's a Chasam Sofer, we have to see. He claims that there's a Chasam Sofer on page 15, last two lines. Mavur, we have to see it in the packet. Because I'm so Mavur, she'ein psul ma'am bin elem kein haschach munach alav. Al rach mo'nea also mila'uf ein b'zem shum ma'am bin. For it's, maybe ma'am bin is only like the case of the metal beams, where it's, you know, it's ma'amish resting on. But maybe if something's resting on wood, we're just afraid that the wind's going to come and this is, and they'll blow away, and now we're doing something to stop that, maybe that's not called a mamet. Even the mandomar mamet is a problem. And he brings a riot from the Node of Yehuda, oh, now it's page 16. So, chazik is a mikvah of Emas Meirim, Shenel Moneas Rechas Amayim. Maybe it's a mishum haviyasu, Dovram Kabul Mayim. In other words, the din is that the mikvah the water can't come in via something that's makabel tumah, and it can't be held together, the mikvah, by something that's makabel tumah. But basically the mikvah is held together by itself, and you're just using the nails to keep it up, but you don't want it to eventually break. So he says that's, you're just stopping the potential for the future. Right now, even without the nails, it won't. So ein ze nechshav haviyosu b'dovim mekabatum, achnami ein ze nechshav mamid b'dovim mekabatum. And then he says chutim p'tum musichok mutol chashum mehem hashashach. So he says that if the thing that you're using to tie down the stock is only mekabel tumah midrabbanan, so then that might be okay, because the whole din of mamid is only by mekabel tumah midoraisa, not mekabel tumah midrabbanan. But what we should see is the Chasam Sofer. That's going on that sugya that on the Pierce on that sudden, but maybe we'll do that tomorrow. One second. Okay, we have 15 minutes left. Maybe if anyone has a Hilchos Charika shayla they want to ask. Is he going to be there Friday night, Shabbos, Motzai Shabbos? And yeah, so the kids are, you're staying there for Shabbos, so you can light there. And Motzai Shabbos, you're also there, so you can light there. Yeah, even though, because you already slept there. But the concept of sleeping there, people have a misunderstanding. In other words, like people asking, they're leaving their apartment, they're not sleeping over tonight, or tomorrow night, whatever. But they live there. So you don't have to, the only time there's a potential issue of sleeping over is if it's not your Makom Dira. But if it's your house, you don't have to sleep over, it's your house. You sleep over the rest of the year. So I'm not sleeping tonight, it doesn't take away my Makom Dira. Like what?
Like you're going away for Shabbos.
Right.
That's not.
Yes, so if you're going away.
You're not going to somebody's house.
Where are you going?
You're going to
a hotel. And you're sleeping over in the hotel. No. So you're sleeping over in the hotel. And so then you're going to like. So you're right there. And maybe the hotel's. If there's a place in the hotel that they allow you to like, then you have to like there. But you're sleeping over.
Sleeping over is only a din when
it's not your Makom Dira. Right. If it's your Makom Dira, then there's nothing to talk about. That's your house.
Okay.
You don't have to sleep over there that night. You're sleeping over the whole year you sleep there.
Where do you like that?
Where?
Would you like
it? Where? In a hotel? The hotel will allow you to light in your room.
Renting a house.
If you're renting a house.
So now
you're living there. You're staying there.
Even you're
eating there, you're sleeping there. What?
Even though you
didn't
stay there for a period of time.
You don't have to stay there for a period. It's not like Hilchos Mezuzah, you have to stay there for Lamed Yom.
I heard like 3 days, 3 days.
No such thing. 3 days? 3 days without Torah is a problem. There's no 3 days in Hilchos Kana. You could, yes, right. Yeah, but it's your house. You've been sleeping there since you were 3 years old, whatever. Before that, 3 months old. Yeah. Where?
You go back to your parents' house?
No, your parents, you don't have to be mishtatik. You're b'nei bayis for your parents. Well? Right, so like some holds up post-kim hold, which is the Pashup Shav, so you have two Makomos Dira. You have your place that they hear and your place there. You both your bias. As Shai Grimel thought, that's Shai Grimel Bik said that much. Where are you going to sleep? You're going to sleep in your house? You're going to sleep in your house, but you're renting.
There's a wedding shop.
So if you're sleeping in. You're gonna go there for the. Just have a party there. Okay, according to some sheets, it's not, but according to the Bach and another some acronym, then it would be fine as long as you're there. School at I don't know about schools. People are always into schools. Yeah, so we were talking about that, about if that's, years ago we used to talk about that here, about if you light in the dorm room, you know, there were always people that were lighting in the dorm room against, so is that, so what did we say? We say, Karkane and Exalus. So it's okay, but you can't, Mogad Avraham says you can't make a bracha, and the Eliyahu Rabba says you can make a bracha, but... I hold you should follow the rules, the fire rules. Where? Yes, I mean, the battery ones are better than the electric. Battery menorahs are better. What? Because some point out that the battery, the energy is there. It's like the cup of oil is there. The electricity is flowing from outside. So some acronym preferred battery over electric. Because the halacha is when you light the menorah, you have to have the oil there, b'shas the halacha. So therefore, by electricity, it's a constant flow from mibachutz. It's like pouring the oil from mibachutz. But a battery, the battery is there. That's how it's up. So how does the battery get on?
Why does why is your wife have to be rotating the left or shown the right? Why does your wife have to be rotating the left or shown the right?
I mean, because I don't know, not only, I mean, your wife tilt the light is a question, whether she could light or not. I mean, the simple pshat is that the chiddush that anyone else can make a bracha besides the balabais. Yes, the Rambam says the balabais lights for everybody. The Ramah has this thing that everyone lights, but if you look carefully at the Ramah, he never says everyone can make a bracha. So this idea of multiple brachas is a question. I think the best thing is, we don't do this because my kids want to make their own bracha, but it's the, if they want to light, the Balabai should make the bracha for everybody, and then everyone should light, not only wife.
But if these happen on the day, why shouldn't
they do it on the other Tzibah? Because the Gemara says, near Yishu Beisim. So the Mechaber says it's one hadlaka for the whole family, and the Rambam says it's one hadlaka for the Balabais, but you take into account how many people there are. But in the Rishonim, no one ever said there's this idea. It's a unique mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of the family. It's not a mitzvah of the yachid. So either it's one menorah for the whole family, or how do you do the family? You take the amount of people times the night, and that's how many you light. But this idea of splitting it up to became practice. But as the Galgam Masechta point out, he's choshish that the whole thing is a bracha levatala. Because it never says it in the Rishon like this. Rishonim never said it. And if you look carefully, the Ramah never said it either. The Ramah just says everyone should light. Could have meant that everyone's, like someone suggested yesterday in North Shore, that everyone's together and then and they hear the bracha, and then they light it just to make it easier on the Baal HaBayis. But this idea that everyone's lighting is, it's a big kiddush. So wherever we can be memayit, this it's better to be memayit. Because it's hard to say that there's any mocker for it. Yeah.
If I'm going to get a phone at a later time in the next time, if my wife's home already, so she's away from me.
Like what time is, what time are you getting?
We're getting connected 4:35 o'clock. My wife's already home, and I get home later.
What time do you get home?
5:45,
6 o'clock.
So
the
time.
Yeah, so she
should. We're going to get that time for you.
So you. If you're getting home 2 in the morning, that's one thing.
Yeah,
but if you're getting together,
whatever.
Yeah. I mean, Mizmanazel, lighting the B'nai Abayas, so the halacha of the first half an hour is not so soon, so relevant, Mizmanazel. So. She's chayav, it's definitely chayav.
But it's a lower level.
No, no lower level. Same level. No. She has the identical chiyuv. It's just that the B'nai bias, according to the Sfardim, for sure, you can do one hadlaka to be motzi everybody. But everyone has a chiyuv. That's the Sfardim. And that's the Pasha Pshat.
Is that the same? We have people like,
no, it's only the family unit. Family unit means thousand cents. No. In other words, the family unit means that that there's a Baal HaBayis or Baal HaSabayis, wherever it is, and they support, they pay the tuition for everybody. And everyone's under their monetary, so then they're one family. One family means one monetary system. That's how Hanukkah is based on money. Hanukkah is based on support. You're not Samach al Shulchan, even though you're in the same family. But yeah.
Who's the person
in the house? The Eager Pursuit is the people in the house. That's why we put it on our table.
Why was there ever a din to put it by the floor?
No, because originally the halacha was you're supposed to light outside.
So it changed the person in the
house? Yeah, a lot of them.
Is there anything to light by the
window? We don't light by the window. Because... yeah, if we light by the window, we won't see it as well because everyone's by the dining room table. We light in the middle of the apartment on the dining room table. Fire Shul says you can't light outside. Well, if you could get in both, so sometimes you get in both, but sometimes they get in the Rosh Hashanah at the expense of.
We're in Harvard, who's
going to
see me on the
second
floor anyways?
Yeah, so some posts say, like, there's a parallel building there, but it's...
So that's like, they might even see it.
Yeah, right, so the fact that people go crazy with the... There was the new Maccabees lighting on the sill. Right? Sill, lighting on the sill. They've many times. That's the new thing. So it's not so pressure, the sill. But for the song, it's good. Still.
Is it going to be like the center of the room, or going to be like off to the side?
You see it just as well. I mean, and if it's just as safe, a lot of times people put it on the windowsills. It could topple over. It could, you know.
Do you think getting gifts on kind of the bottom for Christmas, or not?
That's a good question. Yeah, I wrote a safer.
What's the problem with lighting it at 2 in the morning?
Well, I mean, it's a gift.
So if David Cohen in his safer wants to says that, I mean, probably a lot has to do with the Sakim. He wanted to say the idea of Chalukah Gelt. Chalukah Gelt was because there's a halacha that a person can't afford Neiris Chalukah, so you give him money. But we don't want to embarrass people, so then we give money to everybody so no one feels that everyone's getting money. That was his work. But, yeah, it could be there's a lot of influence from the...
Would it be bad?
I didn't say this. Right. They say that's the most popular Jewish observance is Chanukah candles. Okay, that's great. Even more than the Pesach say, they say. Yeah. Oh, for sure. That's for sure. Okay, so tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, we have the Mesiba, 11 o'clock, 11 to 12 here. Then we'll have regular Shir to finish up. And then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Bez Hashem, we'll have the Chazorah, then we'll have the Bechina on Thursday. I have to figure out what time, because I'm supposed to speak someplace on Thursday for the JLIC convention. Yeah.